Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel reading, Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter. Well, seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Well, Beatitudes is what they're called, and that's what we have here this morning. Perhaps they are some of the most remembered words ever spoken by Jesus. He's speaking about life and how we should live. Blessed are those in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. All these words are spoken to people with a humble faith. He speaks to those who, despite their circumstances, that something better is coming. Better in this life, and then better, well, let's look at the next circumstances that he has to share first. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. What he's speaking about here is better in this life and better in the next. So those last few verses that we're going to focus on specifically here for today. Well, November 1st is All Saints' Day. We call it All Saints Sunday when the first doesn't fall on a Sunday. So we have November 1st, so whatever the first Sunday is following that, hence we call it All Saints Sunday. Now Pope Gregory III, back in the 8th century, set the day as November 1st as the day throughout the church to remember the saints, those who were, quote, known and unknown. The reality was, but there were so many saints and martyrs in the church by that time, it would have been impractical to give a specific day for each and every person who deserved that honor. Yet things are a little different for us since the Reformation. We recognize that everyone who has been saved by grace through faith alone and forgiveness given in our faith is a saint. So everyone who believes and is baptized, as Scripture says, will be saved. So, we who believe and are baptized are saved. Hence, we are called saints. Now, that doesn't mean that we are a saint each and every day. You know, well, there's days we're not, and perhaps our halo is a little bit tarnished. That can happen too. But that is because on this side of eternity, we're still sinners. We are sinners and saints at the same time. But what do we receive as a saint? Jesus tells us. He says, great is your reward in heaven. Well, that's why we have this particular passage here on All Saints Sunday. But what did Jesus say might happen before we get that great reward? He said, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Indeed, persecution. That's what he's speaking about. That it'll happen. That it would happen to them, happens to us. Kind of differently here in the United States, a little bit different here, that kind of persecution. Had a presidential candidate who wanted to tax the churches. Yeah, give up your status for that. But really, when you start thinking about those kinds of things, that really pales in comparison to the persecution that other people experience, other Christians experience around the world. There they might get locked up, thrown in prison, just because they're a believer, with no charges put against them. Perhaps they might have their church bulldozed down, or perhaps they may even lose their life because they confess Jesus Christ is crucified. You see, hate for those who profess faith in Christ is perhaps greater now than it ever has been before. It's here, it's now. And I say that only to point out how true Jesus' words apply to us today. So if that part is true about persecution, What about the rest that he spoke about? Well, quite frankly, my friends, that is the best part. He said, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Rejoice and be glad. You see, all this stuff that happens to us here on this earth, well, this is all temporary. The best is yet to come. Sure, that kind of stuff is all going to happen, the persecution. But what else did Jesus put in there that was going to happen for those who are blessed? He said, those being poor in spirit, those are the ones who are spiritually poor. They're the ones who have a big pile of sins that they're trailing along behind them. But yet, what did Jesus say about that? Theirs is the kingdom of God. That, my friends, is what forgiveness is all about. That is what mercy is all about. So you who have a big pile of sins and believe in Jesus, you are forgiven. So you who are a slave to sin, you're set free. Well, how can that be? Well, that puts us right back to Jesus. You see, it is Jesus who died on the cross for you and me. He's the one who earned forgiveness for us. You and I should have been punished for all those sins, but yet he's the one who took that punishment in exchange. We get his righteousness, he takes our sins. And so, because of that, well, we can be released from our sins. And as he rose from the grave alive, he gives us hope. Hope. Hope in human terms, well, that's kind of iffy. It's kind of like, are the Jets going to beat Miami this afternoon? That's kind of iffy, you know. We all get that. But when we talk about God and his promises, well, that's a done deal. That's a sure thing. It's like it's already happened. It is ours. That's what our God has given to us. It's a certainty. It'll happen. Now, when we get there to heaven, what's it going to be like? Well, here again we go to Scripture. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." No more death, no more mourning loss. No more worrying about having to get up in the morning and your joints are creaking and you got all kinds of pain just trying to get out of bed.